Welcome to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast. My name's David. As always, thank you for another week of the past, the worst, and in-betweens of being a kinship carer, kinship kid, and everything in between. As always, if you want to get in touch with us, easiest way is to our social media, through the Facebook, Instagram, through X, the two versions of the X that we have, and X is what used to be called Twitter, through our main website, through a lot of ways you can get in touch with us. My email's always on the episodes, so if you want to contact me in any way, please do. Now, this episode is going to be about podcasts. Now, it's going to sound really strange doing a podcast about podcasts, but I suppose it's one of those things that really is interesting to sort of say to someone. Someone once asked me, like, how do you do a podcast? And I recently, not recently, it was a while ago now, actually, I did a almost like a talk, like a little like workshop with it was the Communiversity, I think it's called, in Alt Valley. So it's kind of like a training course, a training community, I suppose it is. It's not a university as such. But they wanted to know, they were setting up for their own podcast and they wanted to know how to do it. And I've done podcasts in the past. I mean, obviously, I've been doing this podcast now for 2 years, but I've actually done podcasts previously. I used to do a podcast called Wrestling Audio. I was doing that with a number of friends. And this was about wrestling. So we're talking about WWE, now AEW, those type of things. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, ask your kids, that's the kind of thing. It still exists there. Obviously, all the archives are still there, but it stopped about 2 or 3 years ago. And it was really about a passion for wrestling. And I'm one of those people who for years has really loved wrestling. So I did a podcast for it, and I did that for many, many years. I think I did it for about 10 years. Altogether, and then I obviously started doing this podcast, and really it was one of those things where you kind of sit there and you look at it, and I think I did about 200-300 episodes, and you do kind of sit there and go, I can't believe I did this many episodes, and I wasn't doing them weekly like this one. So with this one, when I see that I've done 100 episodes or whatever it would be, I kind of understand it, because I'm doing it once a week, so there's bound to be an accumulation. But I was really doing that once every other week, once a month, whatever it was, whenever something specific would happen and I wanted to talk about it. And a lot, as I say, with the Communiversity, they asked about, you know, how do you do a podcast? And the nuts and bolts of it is really a case of you need to have a voice and you need to have something you want to talk about. So if you obviously, with the world being that as it is, we're talking about TikTok, we're talking about Instagram, whatever it would be, the Vines, the little Facebook, I forget what they call them now, the little twist things that they do where you have like a 10-second or 15-second little blurb. It's something that, you know, a lot of people like doing. You know, you like having an opinion. You know, you saw that. I mean, in some ways, it's a bad thing. Obviously, we've seen this recently with the whole thing with Princess Kate and the whole cancer diagnosis, and there was that whole backlash of people going, oh, you know, what's going on, and as soon as she announced it, everyone started sort of deleting previous posts where they were saying, oh, is it she's divorcing William, is it that something's happened, is it this, is it that, and it was quite disturbing really regarding that. You know, it's always best to sort of take a step back. We've seen this recently as well with the Baltimore, the bridge disaster. And I'm going to call it a disaster because that's what it was. If you've not seen it, a tanker hit one of the bridges in Baltimore and basically destroyed it. And I think seven people have died. I think it's about, you've set up to seven people have died or they've gone missing. But it's massive tragedy. But when it first happened, so many people were saying things like, is this AI? Is this CGI? Is this part of a film? Is this something that's been, you know, created? And you do hear this a lot with a lot of media, especially when it's instant media, when it's, oh my God, I can't believe this has happened. And then once you get context of it, it's like, oh, actually, I probably shouldn't have said that. And you do find that a lot with a lot of media when people do react. And that's the worst thing you can do, is ever react to things. So one of the things that I commented on in regards to starting a podcast, and I do recommend, if you've got a passion for something, it's always good to sort of channel that into anything. You know, if you think about, if you ever watch the Big Bang Theory, where it's got Sheldon has his fun with flags, And it's such a strange show. It's, you know, you can imagine, you know, I think at one point it's like, oh, I've got 10 viewers or something like that. You know, even if it's only 10 people who watch it, that's 10 people who you're interacting in some way to say, you know, I'm doing this, you like this, we both like this together. And you find this a lot with niche things, with wrestling, with games, with TV, with celebrities, with music. Once you get a couple of people interested, it can explode. But one of the things I always mention is about how it has to be something you have a passion for. You know, so if you're sitting there saying, oh, you know, I like football, but, you know, I'm not really interested. Well, you wouldn't do a podcast about football. I certainly wouldn't. You know, I recently went to the Liverpool Everton women's match, and you know, I could probably have done a whole podcast about, oh my God, the, you know, I wanted the women to just show how amazing they were. And it really was. It was kind of a letdown, to be honest. But I don't have a passion for football in any way, shape or form. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't know what's going on with football, whether this was a good result, it was a draw, whether that's a bad result, which who is it for? Were they actually very good on the pitch, or was this just a shambles? You know, I couldn't do it. Whereas if you said to me, I want you to do a podcast on wrestling, I could easily do that today. If I could do a podcast on George Orwell, I could do a podcast on games. I could do one on Sonic 2. You know, that's the kind of thing. You know, you find a lot with a lot of podcasts, one of the things that does happen a lot is that it starts to dwindle down. And it's one of the things that I always worried about with this podcast was I'd get to sort of week 15 and there'd be nothing else to talk about. And what I found is that as soon as you start looking at things, you go, well, actually, I can talk about this, and I know about this, and I know about this, and I talk about contact, and I talk about this. You know, it's literally, you know, when I did the survey a while back asking people for comments and thoughts and ideas, I've literally got enough topics for the next probably year. I mean, this is just a random topic that I'm going to be talking about today, but this wasn't even one of them. Yeah, I've got enough topics to talk about for about a year. And it's really good to have that kind of thing of people saying, hey, I want a podcast, I want an episode on this, I want an episode on that. And sometimes you do find that when you watch, I listen to a podcast called How Does It Get Made? And it's a podcast about really bad films. So we're talking The Room, we're talking Battlefield Earth, Batman and Robin, you know, really the worst films of all time. And whenever you think, well, actually, they should, you make a comment, you say, hey, why don't you do this episode? Why don't you do this film? Why don't you do this film? And then later on, you see that they do it. And it's great to hear. And they may never have even commented on your post or even acknowledged it. But the fact that they've done it kind of makes you feel connected. And I do kind of want people to think that with this one as well, to say, you know, if someone has said to me, I want a podcast on contact, I want it on SGOs, I want it on this, I want it on that, that when I do it, they will at least acknowledge, hey, you know what, he was listening to me. There has been quite a lot of comments on things. Like, for example, someone asked me to do one on games on consoles, which I can do. And I did do, obviously, just before, I think it was just before Christmas, actually. And it really helped a lot of people, because if you're not in that world, you might not know, okay, so I've got a kid who likes to travel, you know, he likes to be on the car. Well, obviously, if he's got a PS4 or a PS5, that's of no use to him, but a Switch might be better. You know, so it's really good to sort of give people ideas and give people thoughts and things like that. I did one last year about screen time, and it was really, for me, what I thought was interesting about that one was the fact that it really did sort of show the positives of the internet and screen time, and, you know, the fact that you could get all this information that previously you may not have been able to get. So I really do think that it's about sort of acknowledging what's going on. What I would say, if you are thinking about doing a podcast, is that you have to be committed to it. As I say, if it's something where after 2 or 3 weeks, I can't be bothered, or just, then I wouldn't do it. If it's something where you think, well, actually, I can talk about this for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then it's going to tail off, I wouldn't do it. Even if you think, well, actually, I mean, in those senses, if you think, well, I've only got one opinion on one thing, then you may want to think of maybe doing like a TikTok video. A lot of people, like myself, they do it as a podcast because they don't like being on camera. I'm not a huge fan of it. I have done, obviously, the ones for YouTube and things like that, and I'm not a huge fan of it. Mainly, the main reason is because, obviously, once you do a podcast, you can go in and edit it and improve it. If it's video, it's a lot more difficult when you're editing video. When I've tried to do it, and I've done it, yeah, I said, there's been a couple of episodes. The amount of time it takes to edit the YouTube videos, it just doesn't help because it's far too long. And you find that once you sort of, I want to say 10 hours into editing a video, and it's not that long, but once you're into the editing and you're formatting and getting the sound right and getting the videos right, putting pictures in if you need to, after a while, I've seen people who are really good at that, and they pay for professional software, or they're very good at it, or they've been through editing. I am literally making this up as I go along. I know how to edit sound. I've learned that over the last 10 years of doing podcasts with friends and things, but it's really difficult sometimes to actually do the video side of things. But if you think you've only got one opinion or one thought, and you're only got, I probably wouldn't recommend doing a podcast. But if you think that you're actually sitting there and you're thinking, well, you know what, I love Everton Football Club or Liverpool Football Club, or I love Mickey Mouse, or I love EastEnders, and I could talk about EastEnders forever. I am someone who, going back into the wrestling side of things, I could talk about wrestling forever. You could literally ask me, who's your favorite wrestler? And we could just pick a year. Who's your favorite wrestler of 1998? And I could do, okay, well, let's just start with Stone Cold Steve Austin and then go from there. And I could literally do that. And that's one of the things that is really helpful. If you can talk about things, I'm someone who does top tens. I do, with my friends, we do like a top 50 wrestlers of each year. It really does sort of give you that kind of feel. If you're someone who can't do that, if you can't think off the cuff, if you can't react to what you're saying, it's probably not something for you. I would say that it's definitely something I would recommend to you if you think that you have got something you want to get off your chest. I've said previously, I said in the last episode actually, about obviously doing your own life story. And if you sit there thinking, well, actually, I've got a life story to tell, I can do it in 10, 15 minute increments, put them on a podcast. A lot of times when you put it online, they are free of charge. There are some where you have to pay for it, but it just depends on obviously what you're actually uploading or what you're trying to do with it. It just depends in regards to that. There are some that are free of charge. The ones that we do, there is overhead costs, but it's mainly because of getting it on all the systems and getting them everywhere, rather than me having to manually take the link and put it on Spotify and then put it on Deezer and then put it on Amazon. It just makes things a lot easier. There's still issues. They still have to be put from one place to the other, but it's a lot quicker than if you just click a button and it's done. So I would recommend people who have got a thought and they do like using their voice. And obviously, as kinship carers, we love using our voice because it gets us heard. And even if it's a case of someone saying, hey, you know what, I want to do my own kinship. Obviously, I'd say that the kinship London charity have done their own podcast. It's more of a pod series. If you think, well, actually, I want to do mine on how Knowsley are dealing with kinship, or how Newcastle are, or how Birmingham is, or how it happens in Wales, or whatever it would be, I'm all for that. I absolutely 100% support that. So don't ever sit there. When the London group came, they actually came to me specifically to ask, is it okay if we do a podcast? And I felt like, what if I said no? Would they have just said, well, we're doing it anyway? Or would they have not honoured that? But for me, it's a case of the more people talking about kinship, the better. When you see it on the TV, and the one thing I've always said is the one thing I hate about it is when it's on the TV and it's on there for about a week around Kinship Care Week and around certain charities and things like that, and then it disappears and you don't see kinship for months and months and months on end. But one of the reasons why I decided that this is going to be a weekly thing is because I want to keep punching people with kinship. I want to be able to say, look, there's every week we are here, we are kinship, we need a voice, we need someone to talk for us. And if it's, if it has to be me, then it has to be me. And that's definitely something I would love to be able to say to everyone. You know, if you think, hey, I want to talk about kinship from this point of view, from the point of view of a grandparent, from the point of view of someone who is disabled, in the point of view of someone from the LGBT community, from any of those points of view, it would be so fascinating to hear, okay, what other issues have you had to deal with, or what has made it easier for you? You know, what have you had to do to sort of leap over all this red tape? And the red tape is always there. But is it easier for you because you live in London that you can do A, B, C, D, and E? Or is it a case of, well, actually, it's harder because I don't get this, or you get this and I don't get, you know, if you think, you know, I want to do that, you make your own podcast. I would happily put it on this podcast. If you think, well, I can do an episode, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it weekly or anything like that, do your own episode as I'm doing now. You sit there with your audio equipment, however simple it is. Do 5-10 minutes. Just tell us your story. Tell us, this is why I'm a kinship carer. This is what I feel kinship carers need. Whatever it would be, then come send it to me. Send it as a file. I'll happily edit it, put it on there. You know, make it an episode for you. You know, I'm quite happy to do all of that. Same with everything else. If you think, well, actually, here's a topic that I really want you to talk about, you do. I mean, as I say, I am quite willing. You know, as I say, one of the people when I did the survey asked me to do one about gender identity, and I've tried as much as I can to find someone who will actually do this with me to sort of try and have that conversation. I've got thoughts and opinions and things like that, and you know, but I don't know because I'm not part of the LGBT or the whatever we're going to call it. The inclusion. I don't have a something that can put towards that. But if anyone does, if you sit there thinking, you know what, I really want to talk about gender identity, and I think I've got this experience, or I've gone through it, and I think that, you know, this is how it should be, or I know someone who has, or my child's doing it, you know, let me know, and we can certainly have a talk about that. But as always, if you want to get in touch with me, the easiest way is through our social media, through the Facebook, Instagram, through the through versions of X. If you on the Kinship Pod one, if you DM me directly, it goes straight through to me. On each podcast, there's always my email. You can email me whatever it would be. As I say, even if it's just 5 minutes of, look, this is my story, I can only do it for 5 minutes. I can only do 1 minute. This is what I am. Let me know, and I'll happily use it. So. Thank you very much for listening. My name's David, and you listen to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast.